Good morning. It may be cold outside, but it's warm in here. What a day to celebrate the season of Advent, and you are going to be blessed by the musical presentation will be taking place in just a few moments, but most importantly, we're blessed by your presence with us this day. We gather in the Lord's house to worship and celebrate this season of Advent. As we begin our time, there are some announcements that I did want to make you aware of in regards to activities for this evening and coming up this following week. I do want to let you know that all evening activities tonight have been canceled, okay? There will be no fellowship meal. Elon Roundtable meeting will not take place tonight, so the church council will not meet. No evening activities tonight. We want you to be safe. Go home and enjoy the warmth of your home this afternoon. Next Sunday night is when we will have our Elon Roundtable meeting, okay? So not this Sunday, but next Sunday. That will be at 5:45. The fellowship meal will be at 5 o'clock that evening as well. Also, next Sunday afternoon, we will have our annual Christmas caroling to our shut-ins. You can come out at 3:30, which is a little bit earlier than normally scheduled. We're going to come out at 3:30, go out singing, come back and eat, and then have a roundtable meeting. So please make note of those. You'll get emails and updates throughout the week about those extra activities next Sunday night. But please stay at home tonight. Don't come out tonight. Stay safe and stay warm. You'll also notice in your bulletin this morning there are two other announcements of things coming up in just around the corner. First off is our Christmas Carol Dinner. Once again, our youth will be sponsoring their annual Christmas Carol Dinner this coming Saturday. It'll be from Saturday from 5 to 7 up in the Fellowship Hall. And you don't need to worry about dinner Saturday night. All you have to do is come to church. We'll provide it for you. Some of the tables that will be decorated and the food will be themed around include Feliz Navidad, Deck the Halls, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and even that familiar carol that you all love, Harry Christmas. That's right, I said Harry Christmas. So I hope you come out Saturday night, 5 to 7 o'clock. Support the youth. We'll be taking donations to support the youth ministry. But it is a night of fun. Everyone is invited next Saturday evening to our Christmas Carol Dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. upstairs in the Fellowship Hall. Also, during the season of Advent, we again sponsor our CBF Global Missions offering. Many of you know Carson and Laura Fushi are two of our partnering CBF missionaries serving in Japan. Many other missionaries around the world are able to do what they're doing, sharing the love of Christ, connecting with people, relating to each other, different cultures, either whether it be abroad or even in the United States. And our offerings help go support that ministry. During the season of Advent, I want to encourage you to prayerfully consider donating to the CBF Global Missions offering. There are envelopes in the foyer as you leave this morning. You can pick those up. You probably saw them in your Sunday school classes as well this morning. Take one of those during the season of Advent. You can place it in the offering plate, and it will go to support Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. Also, to help your time of devotion during this coming year, as you leave this morning, on the table out there, there are CBF missions offering prayer devotionals for this entire coming year. Pick one of those up. They're free to you. You can use those in your time of devotion during the weeks to come. Many other things are going on. Check out your Salmon colored sheet for those details. And we are gathered here to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we focus on the peace that He brings us this Advent season.
In Isaiah 11, verses 6 and 9, we find, "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea."
Peace and rest are often lacking during the Advent season, as we find it hard to make space to prepare for the arrival of the Messiah. Charles Wesley wrote, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus," in 1744, and he understood stress, conflict, and lack of rest. Charles and his brother John faced many who disagreed with their movement and traveled in harsh conditions with little to no rest, all for the mission of spreading the gospel.
Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. The first verse evokes the longing we feel to find freedom and rest that is rare in modern life. As we light the second candle of Advent, may we commit time each day to think on the Lord and find a fleeting moment of peace.
Let us pray. Lord of peace, we await your coming with great expectation. Our lives are marked by peace, even when our circumstance might prove to the contrary. May we bring reconciliation and Sabbath rest to others this Advent season. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please stand for our Advent carol. It's number 77 in your hymnal. Come, thou long expected Jesus.
Let us pray. Lord, our lives have interruptions. Sometimes it's the weather. Sometimes it's sickness. Sometimes it is worry and anxiety. You came to a world such as this, and you came with peace. And so we come together this morning invoking your presence with us. We invoke the presence of your peace that surpasses our understanding, especially in times that are interrupted. And so, Lord, may we come with thankful hearts, may we come with expectation, and may we come with thanksgiving, for Jesus has come to us. May we hear the voice in the words being shared. May we hear in the music inspiration. And may we allow that to express our feelings and our worship as we lift these to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We're moving on to our offertory hymn this morning. It's number 100, and you can stay seated for this. We'll sing verses 1 and 4 of Angels We Have Heard on High. Father God, as we are in the midst of the Advent season where we celebrate the greatest gift that was given to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, in the manger, may we reflect on the many other blessings that you give us every single day. The ability to wake up this morning, the breath that we breathe, the beautiful lights that we see, the opportunity to gather as a church family to worship and celebrate. Truly blessed we are this season. And Father, as we come to a time of offering where we reflect and return a portion of those blessings, may we be reminded, just as you have blessed us, we bless others. Father God, take the offerings this day, carry them to this world. May they know your love, your compassion, and most importantly, the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
But before Jesus, in a time when sin separated us from God, there was a promise. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
The prophecy would be fulfilled. The promise would come true. Joy was about to be born into our waiting world.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were waiting, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
To be
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night divine, O night, O night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, O hear angel voices, Noel, Noel, O night when Christ was born, Noel, Noel, O night, O night.
Singing. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him.
When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
One small child in a land of a thousand, one small dream of a savior tonight, one small hand reaching out to the starlight, one small city of life.
One king bringing his gold and riches, one king ruling an army of might, one king kneeling with incense and candlelight, one king bringing us light. Flame of a candle, one small light from a city of might, one small light from the stars in the endless night, one small light from a face.
Bethlehem was just the beginning. If the story ended there, we would have no reason to be gathering here this morning. But our job doesn't stop when we pass through the church doors. Jesus told us to go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. As Christian believers, We are called to write a chapter in the greatest story ever told.
And an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a stable and some straw. These tell the greatest story ever told.
So sing glory in the highest. He has come, a great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God.
Jesus has changed our hearts forever. He's the one that we have waited for. In Him is a promise for all nations. God has sent His Son and given us the gift of His love and the eternal life it brings. Jesus came to earth as a tiny baby so that we could be reunited with God. He died for our sins and He rose because Satan had no power over Him. Thank you. our applause is obviously for talented musicians who've given their time and talents to make this a meaningful time of worship. And it is also applause for the reason we sing, isn't it? And so we give to God the glory, and we thank our choirs, our instrumentalists, our youth and children who have made this so meaningful. We respond not only with applause, but we also respond with our service, our dedication, with the change of hearts that this message of Christmas brings to us all. And so as we sing our hymn of response number 103, Away in the Manger, I will be at the front to receive any who might want to come publicly to profess your faith or to follow Jesus in baptism or to unite with our church. Perhaps your response is one within your heart, silently, quietly, to make some room this Christmas for the message of Christ and salvation that comes, for the message of grace and peace and love and hope. As God leads you, would you make that response either publicly or within your hearts as we remain standing for our hymn of response, Away in a Manger. Benediction, and before we leave, we want to remind you of two things. In case you came in a little bit late, we have altered our schedules a little bit to accommodate for what might be some bad weather. So no activities, no ministries in terms of programs here at the church this afternoon or this evening. That means that the round table will have to be deferred until next Sunday, the 15th, at the same time, 5:45. There will be a meal at that time. And keep that in mind. Outside, you may pick up budgets that will be considered. The budget for 2014 will be considered next week. And so you'll have a whole week to pray over that budget, to think about your commitment to it and to the ministry of First Baptist Church Elon. So please take those home with you. Ask any questions during the week, any way any of the staff or the team can help you. We'd be glad to do that and answer those questions and come prepared to discuss and to vote on a new budget. And remember, if you come back to the church this afternoon, you're welcome, but the doors will be closed, and you'll just have to worship outside. But we are glad that you could come. Again, we want to thank this choir. They deserve a good nap and the applause that you gave them. Let's hear it again for them. Now prepare to receive this benediction.
As the light of God's hope and peace